Exercise 1. Give up talking about the past. The personality lives off the past, feeds off you telling your story. Each time you hear yourself indulging in this, stop. The more you practice, the easier it gets. You may lose some friends who'll say you're getting dull. You're losing your former interesting and stimulating personality. You'll know by this that you're doing well, going home. There will be times when you have to refer to the past. To break the old habit, initially, you must be extreme. The extremity is not to say anything that refers to the past. This includes what happened a minute ago, unless there's a purely practical reason for speaking like, "Did you post that letter?" And one more thing. Don't tell your sad, sad story. By stopping talking about the past, you'll eventually stop thinking about the past. That will be the beginning of the end of worry. Exercise 2. Be true to the situation, not your personal likes and dislikes. The personality lives off your emotional swings between what you like and what you don't like. It uses the pendulum dynamic to keep itself going. You can't be sure of your likes and dislikes. They change with experience and the years. So this is what you do. Be true to the situation, to the event or circumstance you're facing. What does the situation require? It may not be what suits you personally. For example, if you're employed to do a job, be true to what you're paid for, not to whether you like it or don't like it. If you insist on reacting in dislike, be true to the situation and resign, because clearly you won't be doing a good job. The personality, remember, will actually enjoy the conflict in situations like that. It wants you to go on doing a job and not liking it, because then you can complain and emotionalize about it to your friends. This consumes energy which should be used for taking action, one way or the other. Either you do the job by giving up your attitude, or you quit. That's being true. Action always clears deadlocked energy. Exercise 3. Give up being dishonest. Dishonest to yourself and your life. Anytime you're angry, resentful, or depressed, it means you are not being honest. You are not facing life as it is. Anger arises because you are not getting your own way. Instead of being angry, you should be looking at what practical action you can take to get around the obstruction. If there's no practical action you can take, your desire is impractical at this time. To be honest, you must face that fact and give up your wanting. Remember, the mask of your personality is dishonesty itself. It hides the fact that if you have a very exciting experience today, you're likely to undergo depression in a couple of days. The personality gets its satisfaction both ways, and you pay for it. Exercise 4. Don't talk unless you have something to say. The personality is always talking. Talking consumes enormous energy. So this exercise is to learn to talk less. Talking is talking about something, having a discussion, giving your opinions, speculating, rationalizing, and repeating what you've heard. Now, in this exercise, you learn the difference between talking and speaking. For instance, everyone talks about what the politician should do. You can't talk about what the politician should do unless you yourself do something towards righting the situation. But you can write to them, phone them, or cast your vote. Then you'll be taking action and able to speak from your own experience. Otherwise, you're just a talker. Only action, or speaking what you live, is true. Exercise 5. No more complaining and blaming. Complaining about your life and blaming other people and things for your difficulties is one of the main leakages of energy. When you hear yourself doing this, stop. The truth is, you are responsible for your life. If you're not responsible, it's not your life, and that's absurd. Similarly, if you blame something else for what happens to you, you're giving up responsibility by giving it to others. To be responsible is to be responsible for everything that happens to you, unfolding as your life. Indeed, there are continual difficulties you have to face. They may seem to have been caused by other agencies, but you have to do your best to sort them out. That's life. You don't complain when you get a promotion at work, do you? You don't blame the boss. You feel you deserved it, that you must have earned it. In other words, you accept that you were responsible. So how can you duck out from being responsible for all the not-so-good things that happen to you? Again, it's the personality being two-faced, not being straight. It presents life as it's not, and gets away with it while you continue to blame and complain. Now to break up some seemingly trivial habits that nonetheless eat up vital energy. Exercise 6. Don't allow your fingers to fiddle with a pencil or other knick-knack. Don't drum your fingers on the table. And here's one, especially for young men. Don't, when seated, quiver or tremble your leg. And don't crack your knuckles. Exercise 7. Don't chew gum unless you chew it intentionally to get the flavor and freshen the mouth. Then spit it out, but not on the pavement, please, which is another thoughtless action of the personality. Don't, in fact never, lick your fingers after touching food. Once you start touching and licking, it will become habitual, and even your best friends won't tell you. Don't ask for morsels to taste from your partner's plate. Either go halves or order some for yourself. That's the personality's greed and its craving for experience, not being responsible for what it wants. Exercise 8, especially for women. Don't run your fingers back through your hair when you're talking or making a point. If you wear makeup, start leaving it off. It only takes 3 months to stop thinking you look like a ghoul. Makeup, of course, is a personality projection, a cover-up hiding the awful truth of the mask. Exercise 9. Conversational habits, remembering that the personality depends on habitual unconsciousness. Stop using expressions like darling, honey, my love, and my dear when addressing your partner, friends, or casual contacts. If anything, use the person's correct name. After you've broken the habit, you'll find the endearing expression occurs naturally and appropriately. But to begin with, to break the habit and make the situation conscious, don't use such terms. Don't pat your partner down with silky words and actions when you know you're planning to be dishonest or you've done something they don't like. Say, "I moved to pat you down because I don't want you to react to what I've done or what I'm about to do." Then tell them straight what you've done or what you're about to do. Mostly you'll find that you won't do what you were going to do, or you'll just do it and cop the force of their disapproval. At least you'll be honest, and such honesty loosens the mask. Don't say, "What I mean is," and "you know," or any similar fill-in phrases, all unconscious inwards of the Western personality, now globally habitual. Don't say, "To be honest," because that implies you're about to be dishonest, or that you're usually a liar. The point is, such phrases have no real meaning and are actually the mask talking. Exercise 10. Don't frown, screw up your face, or look at the ceiling before you answer a question. It's the personality pretending to be serious, sincere, or intelligent, pretending to be thinking deeply. Know that the personality is a performer and communicates through grimacing and other facial antics to assert its existence. The more serene and unaffected your face, the more in touch you are with your being. Those are the 10 exercises.